Could we all take a seat? Would you like to tell your staff to take a seat? Gosh, how are you?
Kathleen,
do you want to do this first and then the kids? Yes.
We'll do yours first. Okay, we're going to begin. Welcome to the first Portland City Council hearing of 2007. As you may recall, in May of last year, three of our public officials were reelected by the voters of Portland. With the new year, each begins a four-year term of office. We kick off this morning with a swearing-in ceremony of those three electeds, Auditor Gary Blackmer, Commissioner Dan Saltzman, and Commissioner Eric Sten. The oath of office will be administered by Judge Dale Kosh, presiding judge of Multnomah County Circuit Court. Judge Kosh, folks, let's proceed.
Should we do it right here?
Sure.
We can all line up.
Congratulations.
Four more years.
Are the balloons up there somewhere? I just don't see them ready to fall. We're done with this. Okay. If you'd each raise your right hands and repeat after me. I, and state your names.
I, Eric Sten.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And of the State of Oregon.
And of the State of Oregon.
And the Charter of the City of Portland.
And the Charter of the City of Portland.
And its laws.
And its laws.
I will faithfully, honestly, and ethically.
I will faithfully, honestly, and ethically
perform my duties.
Perform my duties.
As and then state your titles.
As City Commissioner.
I listened. They all said the right one. I have no undisclosed financial interest.
I have no undisclosed financial interest.
In any business located in Portland.
In any business located in Portland.
Or having contracts with the city.
Or having contracts with the city.
I hold no other office.
I hold no other office.
Or position of profit.
Or position of profit.
And I am not a member.
And I am not a member.
Of any partisan political committee.
Of any partisan political committee.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations,
hey,
gentlemen.
Thank you, Judge. Hey, congrats on the nice award the other day. Very nice speech. Back to work, huh?
Gentlemen, do you wish to say anything?
Oh, no.
You see it, three politicians and no one saying anything. Yeah. It's something wrong.
Well, I'm just exceedingly grateful to the voters of the City of Portland who have reelected me to a third term. It's very humbling to have the support of the citizens of this city. And I pledge, as I've pledged in the past, to work with the utmost integrity to make sure that government responds to the needs of our citizens and our people in our city, and that we never forget those who are in need of our services, whether they're children, older adults, people with disabilities. These are people that I have pledged a substantial part of my career towards working for, and I will continue to be a voice for them on the City Council. So, thank you very much.
Well, thanks, Dan. I'm also humbled and energized to get to work. You can see I think we all decided to just get to work this morning and keep things going. It's very exciting and I think important. That's my cue of some kind, I'm not sure. I think Portland is a wonderful place that can just get better if we keep working together. We have a chance to turn the corner on schools, on affordable housing, the business climate, the environment, and I think that we have a terrific mayor and a council who's ready to work together and an auditor who's keeping us honest and getting smarter. So it's a great pleasure, and I look forward to working with all of you, and let's all get something done this year.
Well, as your city auditor, I'm really fortunate to have a great office of very dedicated and professional employees who have really, I think, raised the quality of our... Yeah. Carla is one of my best employees. The sound system doesn't work for us, unfortunately. It works for, I guess, the technicians. In any case, I really appreciate the hard work and dedication of the staff in the office, and they've really done a wonderful job, I think, of bringing Portland out to the public, making sure that we are providing information about what the city does, and making sure that we're helping the city do a better job. So I owe a great debt of gratitude to them and to the citizens of Portland for electing me and letting me do this for another 4 years. Thank you.
Okay, we need to come over and sign each of the oaths.
I do have paperwork here.
Gary,
would any of the newly appointed officials like to introduce family members?
Good friend, Sergeant Michael Barton.
My wife, Eileen, can sign these.
My little toddler's a little under the weather this morning, so we couldn't quite get him here by 9:30. He's watching on television.
Nice.
That is nice. It's all legal, right?
I'm sure it's under $25.
Here, run it by you first.
Dan. Congratulations again, Eric. Thank you very much for letting me participate. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's right. Well, you better not go anywhere, Tom. Let's start off the year just right.
Congratulations again, Dan. Thank you for all your work with kids. I really appreciate that. Do you want these? If that's your pen. Okay. Thank you very much.
Anybody wants to shake the hands of these fine folks, feel free to. Anybody want to shake hands? Okay. Quiet observers this morning. Before we begin the official part of the council proceedings, as we do each week, I ask a question of this audience and the audience watching. And the question is, how are the children? The reason we ask that question is that we know that when children in our community are well, the community is well. Each week we have someone come in and speak to us about issues affecting children and youth. Today we have Hillary Sanders. She's age 15 and goes to Pacific Crest Community School. And she enjoys her favorite subjects are science, art, and government. I think we've got a future mayor or city commissioner here. Hillary, could you please come forward?
Thanks for having me here today. That's very cool. Whoops. I think my main point that I would like to press for our government is that we should focus on long-term effects instead of the short-term effects of the actions that you take. Instead of days, months, years, it should be days, months, years, hundreds of years, thousands of years. One of the things that I think the government should do now, although I realize you don't have that much power for this since it's not federal government, is put huge taxes on things that are bad for the environment and society. You know, like big cars, oil, cigarettes, cigars, trans fat, pesticides, etc. Consider legalizing marijuana and taxing it. You're killing two bird shooters with one stone, which is bad. But what to do with the money? I think three things that are really important is education. One thing. Education, smaller class sizes, it's kind of sick that kids are forced to be in these huge classes and wasting so much time sometimes when they could really be blossoming intellectually with smaller class sizes and better teachers. A second thing, the environment, alternate forms of energy, global warming, preventing nuclear disaster, more trees, more animals, etc. Third thing, I think you should put money into is public transportation, you know, having less cars on the road and more buses. I think you should try to make it, you know, classy. Try to make it so stuck-up people don't think of it as the poor people transportation. Make it more often. Make it so, you know, I'm not scared that I'm going to get groped by a drunk person every time I go on the bus, which has happened. So that's not good. Also, I'm not sure if you guys have control over this, but I don't think government aid should be at all judged by race or sex, because it's racist and sexist. It should be judged by the opportunities that are afforded to you at the time. Like, I don't understand, like, why I should be able to get into colleges easier that are run by the government just because I'm a female, because all it tells me is that I'm not good enough to get on my own, and that it's unfair to males. I think my last point is, I know you also don't have very much control over this, but the Military Commissions Act, to me, is sick, wrong, and disgusting, and I think it should be nullified as soon as possible. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Before you leave, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I noticed on your bio that you like to watch C-SPAN.
I do.
And it also says that while you're watching it, you often throw food at the TV when unintelligent people come on.
Quite often.
All right.
There are pretty a lot of intelligent people, though, so I like them. Thank you very much.
It's a good thing you don't watch Channel 30.
I like you guys. You guys all rock. I like you.
Thank you, Hillary, very much. Can we give her a hand? Nice to know we got young folks like that out there, and I can't wait till she takes on the reins of power herself, because she definitely has a few opinions about things. City Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams, Leonard,
here.
Saltzman,
here.
Sten,
here.
Potter,
here. Before we start the agenda, we need to elect the next council president. I need a motion to elect Commissioner Randy Leonard as the next president of the council. Come on,
so moved.
They want
to think about
keep
it.
You in suspense.
I'll move. Proud
here,
to move
second.
Second.
Okay. Please call the vote.
Leonard?
I'll try to fill in the large shoes of my successor. Predecessor, I'm sorry. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. I'd like to remind folks. I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to City Council, a lobbyist must declare which lobbying entity he or she is authorized to represent. We begin with communications. Please read the first one.
Agenda item number one, request of Louise Casper to address Council regarding Multnomah Master Gardeners.
Thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you.
And thank you for the lovely potted plants for us.
Most welcome.
Please state your name when you speak, and you have 3 minutes, ma'am.
My name is Louise Casper, and I represent the Multnomah chapter of Master Gardeners. We are trained volunteers, trained by OSU Extension Service. Master Gardeners are active in 30 counties and have continued to meet the gardening needs of Oregonians for 3 decades. We have about 300 members in Multnomah County, who contribute thousands of hours of volunteer service to our city and our area. Our services range from diagnosing plant problems, recommending treatment, teaching and encouraging sustainable gardening, safe pest management practices, water quality protection, yard waste management, composting, gardening with children, seniors, and persons with disabilities. And as our colleagues in Virginia say, Master Gardeners know all the good dirt. Our services take us to the International Rose Test Gardens, Leech Botanical Gardens, Crystal Spring Rhododendron Garden, the Pittock Mansion, Peninsula Park, Dornbecker Hospital, just to name a few. We bring you these plants, courtesy of Portland Nursery, and along with them, extend to you our best wishes for 2007, and we thank you for letting us join you today.
Thank you very much, Louise. And thank you, folks, for all you do for our community to make our parks and gardens beautiful here in Portland. So thank you very much. Please read the next item.
Item number two, request of Ronaldo Coe to address council regarding Multnomah County dog complaint process.
Thanks for being here, sir. When you speak, would you please state your name for the record? Go ahead and say it.
Good morning.
And you have Mayor, 3 minutes.
Good morning, Mayor Potter, and congratulations to the newly commissioned-elected Mr. Dan Kosman, Eric Sten, and the new president of the council, Randy Leonard. Happy New Year to everybody. I'm here to speak about the quality of life, which is seems to be the popular subject matter with the neighborhood, and also the seems to be the agenda for most politicians. Quality of life in the neighborhood life, quality of life, and this is one agenda that I have been afflicted with. The problem is the dog barking problem, and which is controlled by the Multnomah County dog commissioners. The county, Multnomah County, does not have enough personnel to implement the dog barking problem. I've had this dog problem with my neighbor for nearly a year last year. And I've supplied the required necessary documents to get the barking dogs owners to comply with the laws, and I supplied them with the VCR for over 30 minutes, and it took them so long to act on it that when they finally wanted to act on it, it was so many months passed, and they called me back and they told me, well, Mr. Coe, I'm sorry that your documents over here has been so long that we might have some problems in enforcing the dog barking law. Oh, by the way, Mayor Parry, I'm sorry, I did not specify my name. I'm Ronaldo Coe, of course. And getting back with the subject matter here, the dog barking law is only enforced by the Multnomah County, and they don't have enough personnel to supervise or to implement the laws about dog barking. And I don't know if the city of Portland could help the public about this dog barking problem. I know there's a lot of people who, and myself including, that I need the I love dogs, and I know dogs always bark, but this unpleasant problem with complete barking with a neighbor is just a pain for neighbors, and I think we have getting back with the word and the quality of life. It affects my quality of life by having this constant dog barking, and it's so hard to get the county to implement the laws. I just hope that the city of Portland may be able to do something about having its own implementation about the dog barking problem and have the quality of life of the city of Portland a much better way of living. Thank you very much, Mayor Potter, and also the commissioner. You have a good day, and hope everybody have a good year.
I just might add, I've had to spend a little time in this subject area, and I know we have a intergovernmental agreement we signed with Multnomah County to enforce for us the dog barking ordinance, and Portland actually does have its own ordinance separate from the county. But given I've spent a little time, if you would stop at my office and maybe leave your name and a contact number, and we can follow up and see what we can do to help.
I appreciate it very much. By the way, I sent a letter, a note from the county, right. And I have a copy of that already. So, Commissioner Leonard.
The office is right outside here. If you stop there and let them know.
Thank you very much again.
I have a soft heart for people who are bothered by dogs barking.
John, could you show him where Commissioner Leonard's office is? If you go with John back there, he'll show you the commissioner's office. And that's the communications, correct? Yes. Okay, we'll move to the consent agenda. Do any commissioners wish to pull any items off the consent agenda? Does any member of this audience wish to pull any items from the consent agenda? Carla, please call the vote.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read the 9:30 time certain.
Agenda item number 3, grant a franchise to Pacificor for a period of 20 years.
Commissioner Salzman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. In October of 2005, the City Council directed the Office of Cable Communications and Franchise Management, along with the Office of Sustainable Development, to prepare a franchise agreement with Pacificor. And I'm pleased to bring this franchise agreement to council today, embodying over a year of work by City and Pacificor staff. I want to thank both City staff and Pacificor representatives, should say Pacific Power representatives, excuse me, who have worked very hard over the last year. And I appreciate the problem-solving attitude that both sides have brought to the negotiating table. As issues arose, both parties brought a can-do spirit, which allowed us to come up with creative solutions. I believe that the franchise represents a formal agreement that will stand the test of time and serve the citizens of Portland well. It clearly lays out the respective responsibilities of both Pacific Power and the city for the next 20 years and reflects the city's policy regarding energy usage. We look forward to continuing the great working relationship with Pacific Power that we have experienced in reaching this agreement over the past year. And I want to take this opportunity to individually recognize and thank the negotiating team for their hard work. From the city, we had from the Cable and Franchise Management Office, David Olson, Mary Beth Henry, David Solos, and Sue Sloan. From the Sustainable Development Office, we had Susan Anderson and Michael Armstrong. From PDOT, we had Don Gardner, Richard Gray, Rich Johnson. From the City Attorney's Office, it was Ben Walters and Jan Betts. From the Bureau of Technology Services, Matt Lamp and Logan Clyer. From Parks, we had David McAllister. From Pacific Power, the team consisted of Pat Wrighton, the new president, Sheila Holden, Bernie Bottomley, Cease Coleman, Jeff Lovinger, Mark Nelslin, John Weber, and Don Jones, Jr. So I'd now like to call up Mary Beth Henry from the Cable Office, Michael Armstrong from the Sustainable Development Office, as well as Pat Wrighton and Sheila Holden from Pacific Power.
Thank you, Commissioner Salzman. Mayor and commissioners, I think sometimes it's good to review the basics.
Could you state your name for the record,
please? Mary Beth Henry, Office of Cable Communications and Franchise Management. In this case, the basics would be, what is a franchise? A franchise is simply an agreement that outlines the rights and responsibilities of the grantee, the entity seeking the franchise, and the city. Any public or private utility or entity wanting to place facilities in the city streets needs a franchise. And it's a two-way document. The agreement covers everything from franchise fees for the city's general fund, in this case over $5 million annually, to the city's right to audit, to relocation of facilities in the public interest, to insurance and bonding, to the length of the agreement, 20 years, to tree trimming, just to name a few of the 22 sections in the franchise. Pacific Power's territory covers northeast and part of North Portland, as well as part of downtown. Our office served as the facilitator with the content experts from the Office of Transportation, City Attorney, Parks, Technology Services, and the Office of Sustainable Development, who provided the expertise. I'd like to echo Commissioner Saltzman's thanking both the staff from the city and Pacific Power for their willingness to tackle the sometimes difficult issues, and other issues were just plain tedious to work through, but all very important for our citizens and the city of Portland. As Commissioner Saltzman said, we worked very hard over the last year, and staff wholeheartedly recommends that the City Council move the franchise forward for final approval. I'm happy to answer any questions, and Michael Armstrong has a few words also.
Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Michael Armstrong. I work in the Office of Sustainable Development. As Mary Beth noted, the franchise has 22 provisions. One of those addresses global warming, Section 17. think in the past this would have been quite unusual, but global warming is so important both economically and environmentally that, and it's so directly related to energy use that it seems only logical to include it here. The provision that's in the franchise calls for Pacific Power and the city to find ways to work together to carry out the city's global warming plan. We've got one early example of this already underway, and that's Pacific's participation in the development of a resource conservation program for businesses. This will launch later this spring and will help make it easier for businesses to get access to resources, incentives, other information around energy efficiency, waste reduction, water conservation, transportation options, and related services. We very much appreciated Pacific's recognition of the importance of this issue, and I, generally I also would echo the comments about the problem-solving spirit of this negotiation, and we are pleased to support the franchise. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm Pat Wrighton. I am the president of Pacific Power. Thanks, Commissioner Saltzman. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Mary Beth. Good morning, Mayor Potter. Good morning, commissioners. I suppose I should also say Happy New Year. This has been a very amicable franchise renewal, I understand, from our team. So we've come to thank the council, the city staff, for your work with us over the past year. We truly have worked together to present the council with an agreement we think we all can be proud of and that will stand the test of time. Maybe just a few words about who we are. Pacific Power is a regulated electric business. We're headquartered here in Oregon. We deliver electrical energy to customers in Oregon, Washington, Northern California, some 78,000 customers. 530,000 of them are located in the state of Oregon, some 68,000 here in the city of Portland. We are a division of Pacific Corps, which is also headquartered here in the Lloyd Center District. But Pacific Power, Pacific Corps also includes Rocky Mountain Power that serves about a million customers on the east side, Idaho, Utah, Wyoming. And Pacific Corps Energy, which is responsible for wholesale energy management, that also is headquartered in Salt Lake City. Pacific Power employs about 1,970 employees in Oregon. The majority of those are here in Portland. I joined Pacific Power as president in September. I have the distinction of being both a native Portlander and one of the few people brought in by the new owners, Mid-American Energy Holdings Company, which purchased Pacific Corps in March 2006. Knowing your interest in sustainable business practices, I thought you'd be particularly interested in the commitments Mid-American made upon the merger. Those include making cost-effective renewable energy even a larger part of our energy resource mix. We have committed to bring 100 megawatts of cost-effective new wind resources on in service by late March 07, and have, to the extent available, agreed to bring 400 megawatts of cost-effective new renewables on by the end of 2007, as well as 1,400 by 2015. Currently, you'll have to excuse the pun, we've blown away that first commitment already. We're on track to exceed the 400 megawatt commitment. We currently have 220 megawatts of new renewables in commercial operation, including wind, biomass, and low impact hydroelectric generation. In fact, we just signed a contract yesterday for another 10 megawatts of biomass in the city of Lyons, Oregon. Michael mentioned this agreement and the focus on those issues, which is why I bring those facts up. We're awfully happy that the franchise agreement recognizes some local impacts to the wholesale energy management decisions we make as a company. There is a funding agreement to encourage sustainable energy and efficient business practices. I know we have agreed to report on corporate carbon emissions. We think those things are good practices, and we're happy to agree to them. So I'd like to point out that, you know, while we're meeting those commitments, we're doing it in a way that maintains low-cost, reliable portfolio of resources and keeps our customers and communities competitive. We continue to have a record of responsive customer service and electricity rates that are among the lowest in the region and the nation.
In fact, our prices haven't increased as fast as inflation over the past 5 years or more. They've been relatively flat. We're working hard to keep electric rates as low as possible while still investing in the system to make sure that it's reliable. We also have an enviable record, I think, in customer satisfaction, particularly amongst commercial and industrial customers. So that's a record that I'm proud of. I pointed out not to be self-congratulatory on behalf of the company, but to show that we're operating in a way that's worthy of the relationship that this franchise agreement represents. Pacific Power values our relationship with the City of Portland. That's why we're here today. The franchise represents the formal commitment between Pacific and the City of Portland that enables us to continue to provide safe, reliable, and affordable energy needs of our customers and your citizens. So I'd like to close by just personally thanking Mayor Potter, the commissioners, for access to your offices during our negotiations. A special thanks to Commissioner Saltzman and his staff for what was really an excellent negotiation process that emphasized prudent decision-making and a document that that we all think will stand the test of time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wright.
Good morning, Mayor Potter, commissioners. Commissioner Saltzman, special thanks again. My name is Sheila Holden, Regional Manager for Pacific Power. It was a pleasure to supposedly lead the process on our side, along with David Olson, who I understand is in the Ukraine today, for the two teams negotiating the new franchise. It may have seemed early on that Pacific Power was a kind of pushy, trying to hurry up and get the process started. And that was because we do value and understand the importance to us of having a franchise with the City of Portland. We have about 514 franchises with cities that we serve in the six states across the entire system. Those franchises are a way that we do business. It's just it's elemental to how we do business. We wanted to make sure that this franchise was as proactive as the last one was. It set forth 20 years ago, we put in that franchise things that really helped to support the Office of Energy and to address low-income energy issues that were tantamount to the city at that time. This time, we're doing things that revolve, again, dealing in some cases with the Office of Sustainability, no longer just the Office of Energy, and dealing with issues that are important to the city. At the same time as dealing with things that are critical to us, to know how and when and who's going to be responsible and in what order for doing relocations within the city of Portland. It affects our bottom line. It affects the city's bottom line. I give special kudos to the Transportation Department, to Don Gardner, for working through some issues that were really critical to the Transportation Department. We appreciate what the Energy and Sustainable Development Departments were able to do to come up with new ways to address their concerns and ours, too, as we came to agreement. We appreciate what was done with both the areas that were related to environmental issues and how we deal with risk, how we deal with taxes, how we deal with auditing. It was a great opportunity to see the city at work from a business perspective when usually I'm coming before you on some community issue or some other capacity. So it was a great experience, a good opportunity for us to, in fact, make our relationships even better than they have been in the past and have real clarity about where we can go and how we will proceed in the future. So thank you all for your time this morning, and I want to thank the team for all the work that they did in making this happen. So we're hoping that when it comes 30 days from now, the second read will go a lot faster than this, and we'll get a quick vote. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to meet you, Mr. Wright. Congratulations on your position, and we look forward to working with you and your company.
Thank you. Same here. Appreciate it.
So this completes the invited testimony. I don't know if anybody's...
Has anybody signed up to testify on this matter?
Stephen Adolphson signed up.
I'm
And that's it? Okay, it's non-emergency and moves to a second reading. What is the date of the reading, 30 days?
It'll be February 7th, 2007.
Okay, thank you. Please read the 10:30 time certain. Whoops, a little too early for that. Let's go to the regular agenda. Please read item 25.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the Tri-County Metropolitan Transportation District to provide enhanced security and cleaning during construction of light rail facilities on 5th and 6th Avenues.
Good morning. I'm Don Gardner with Portland Office of Transportation. This is an IGA with TriMet that allows for, during the calendar year 2007, enhanced security and cleaning on the transit mall. Our concern has been, along with TriMet's, is that when construction begins and we move the buses off the mall, there will be a problem with security because we won't have the normal bus riders on the mall. So to enhance the security, also to provide cleaning services on the portions of the mall that are not under construction in order to keep activity and local businesses on the mall in a better state than we think would happen should we move all the riders in the transit stuff. It's a $500,000 agreement. It's for one calendar year. TriMet is putting up $480,000 between cash and in-kind services. And what we will do is we will have security hired for both the north, the south, and the central portions of the mall, in addition to the ongoing police presence and the PBA's presence. We'll also hire contractors to clean the mall. One of the concerns that we have is we want to make sure that everything stays clean, and also if there's any construction-related debris or dirt, that we have somebody who can immediately jump on it to keep it up. This is, like I say, this is a one-year agreement. During the next 6 months, we will negotiate the ongoing how the mall will be maintained. It will be a process that we're going through. The $500,000 that PDOT's putting into it is coming from the parking meter revenues that were raised when we raised the rates and extended the hours, which was to go to extended mall maintenance. What will happen is we'll put this $500,000, which we've already collected since we did this change in rates about a year ago, that will go towards this year, and then anything in the future will go towards our debt service on our contribution towards the mall reconstruction, plus the ongoing maintenance that will occur.
Questions? Thank you, Don. Is there anybody signed up to testify on this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet set out.
Is there anybody here who wishes to testify on this matter? Okay. It's a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. Please read item 26.
Amend an interagency agreement for Portland Parks and Recreation with the Portland Development Commission for professional and technical services for park improvements for fiscal year 2006-2007.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And members of the council, we have before us some really good news. Parks and the Portland Development Commission are now moving forward on an important project to relocate Portland Saturday Market. A majority of the market's vendors will be moved to Waterfront Park under and adjacent to the Burnside Bridge, as well as Ankeny Plaza. This project comes forward as a result of an extensive 15-month public participation effort in conjunction with the Ankeny Burnside Development Framework, a joint PDC and Bureau of Planning project. Public participation will now focus on Waterfront Park and Ankeny Plaza as we improve these public properties and build space for the market. We do have staff, I believe, from Parks and PDC to quickly explain where we go from here on this exciting project.
Please come forward.
I don't see anybody here, so they're probably, we're assuming this would be later. But I assure you it's an exciting project. And they would reiterate that.
They're out celebrating. Instead
they're
of
out celebrating.
Did we have a sign-up sheet?
We did. Stephen Adelson.
Please state your name when you speak, and you have 3 minutes.
Stephen Adelson. I didn't know of this before. I'm still, even though I've been to several of these meetings, trying to figure out exactly how to coordinate the signing up and the speaking. So sometimes I get on the list when I don't really have anything to say. It is kind of exciting. I think it's kind of neat. I imagine more tents and more fun, more people running around and sounds and music and such. And maybe the waterfront park will get fixed. Finished, I mean.
Thank you. This is a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. Please read item 27.
Amend the comprehensive plan map designations and change zoning at 5828 North Van Houten Place at the request of the University of Portland.
Second reading, vote only. Please call the vote.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Going to be recessed for 15 minutes until 10:30.